Thank you for calling Amazing Garage Door Service.
This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Good afternoon. Thank you for calling Amazing Garage Door Service.
Hello, is this Chris?
This is Chris.
Hi, Chris. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash.
Hey, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it. So the purpose of my call is somebody clicked in the dashboard indicating they wanted more information on Google Guarantee.
Yep, that was me.
Okay, is this a good time to talk about that, or do you need...
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, no, let's dive right in.
Awesome.
So,
okay, what do you know about it so far?
All right, so, well, I know the whole principle regarding, like, how Google guarantees the customer, you know, a certain amount of money if they were to choose that company to do the project with in the event that they were not, you know, that company doesn't follow through.
Perfect.
So that's one. So we're interested in activating that, getting that sorted out, and also our Google Ads in general.
Gotcha.
It's difficult. It's been difficult getting our Google Ads approved.
Have you done advanced verification?
No, I have not.
Okay, so that's why they're not getting
approved. I don't know if I have or not, because, like, to be honest with you, like, the reason why we became a customer of Local Splash is because you guys have been awesome with Google. You
Yay.
Guys set up our account. You know, we really like working with you. That's the whole system and everything.
Yay!
So we want to be able to get our Google Ads activated, because we're not in any other. We used to use, like,
IndieLead.
We used to use another platform.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah, perfect. I love that. Okay, listen. So, yeah, if you're having trouble with Google Ads, I can tell you right now, there's a couple of things you got to understand, which you may already understand about Google and garage door specialists. It's that you guys get a hard time. Locksmiths and garage door specialists, y'all get a hard time. And it's because of the nature of what you're doing, right? Google does put you through the ringer a little bit. However, it's for your protection, for the protection of the client. So you guys have to do what we call advanced verification. But we do that on your behalf. We give you all the steps. We tell you exactly what to do. We hold your hand the entire way, and we make sure that you get completely approved. If a step is missed, we say, hey, listen, make sure you send us all these documents. So that way, if something is missed at all on any point, we're able to resubmit it on your behalf. We're not over here waiting to get a hold of Chris, who might be out in the field taking care of a client, right? Or maybe he's at his kid's baseball game or whatever. Like, it's what you're paying us for, right? So we're here to help. You have the right idea with Google Guarantee, absolutely. It's very rare that I talk to people and they actually know what Google Guarantee is. They think they know, but they don't always know. So I'm glad to hear that you have the right idea. Kind of moving into this, Google Guarantee is a one-time $250 application fee. That goes to get yourself and the organization background checked. Just a couple of things here. Who is William?
The owner. I'm the head of business development.
Okay. So does William have any felonies?
No.
Does William have $100,000 in general liability?
Yeah.
I know it seems elementary, but I have to ask. Okay. Does he have a Florida State driver's license?
Yes.
Okay. Does he also have a United States Social Security number?
Yes, he does.
How many face-to-face employees do you have that go out, bid, and do the job on behalf of the company on their own without you or William or Anna being present?
Two more.
Can each of those answer yes to all those questions, except minus the insurance question, because that covers the entire organization? So do they have a Social Security number?
Yes.
Can they pass background check, and are they willing?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. So one-time $250 application fees for the entire organization. It's not per employee or per user. So the reason that you want to do this is we have to get the application out. So you have two choices here. You can put everybody on the app since everybody would pass. If there's any chance that anybody has anything stronger than a DUI or a misdemeanor, do not put them on that application. It will absolutely fail. Okay? So that's just a heads up from me to you. If there's any hesitancy, if you're not sure, if any of those employees is, they've been here a while, but still, whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't put them on. Just put William on, okay? Because he's the one who's responsible, okay? So you make that discretionary call, but I'm letting you know right now, if they're not rock solid, don't. If they are, fantastic. Okay. That's great. We love to hear that. But we don't want to hold this process up any longer because it's going to take 3 months to get the Google Guarantee approval. It takes normally 1 to 2 months. Locksmith and garage door specialist, you guys take anywhere from 30 to 90 days. It's standard operating procedure. So the 250, we start the application process. We can crank that today. Once you guys are Google Guarantee approved, you have an activation budget of $576. That's for 13 Google Guarantee leads at $44 per qualified lead. Now, there's a lot of calls that come through the Google Guarantee platform, but if they are not qualified, your budget is not charged. Meaning, if the caller is not requesting estimate over the phone, and you give estimate over the phone, or if the caller is not requesting face-to-face appointment, meaning actually setting an appointment for you guys to come out and do the job or bid the job face-to-face, it's not a qualified call. Sales, solicitation, spam, robo, employment seekers, people asking for services you don't provide that aren't listed on your profile or outside of your profile area, because those are all very specific and on your profile visible, those are automatically unqualified calls. All calls are recorded. AI is listening to each call recording for authenticity purposes and automatically discrediting the unqualified calls so your budget is not charged. In the event that an unqualified call slips through the cracks, we have access to the call recording. You have access to the call recording. Google has access to the call recording. We simply dispute it with Google and get that lead feedback. No big deal. We do it all the time. Okay?
Okay.
Now,
and like, what's the average cost of lead?
$44 per qualified lead.
Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty decent. Now, once you're completely Google Guarantee approved, okay, once we go through the process, we get you approved, we may get in there, Chris, and it may say, you know what, if you want to show in the top three, your competitors are paying $57 a lead. They're paying $87 a lead. We won't know until we get the Google Guarantee ad completed and get it up and running before we know exactly what your competitors are paying in your area and what we call max lead bidding. Once we have it up and running, we contact you. We say, hey, we're ready to activate. If you want to max lead bid, meaning you want to show up in spots 1 to 3, this is what it could be beyond the $44. We don't ever automatically charge anything, and you don't ever have to pay more than the activation budget in order to participate at that level. For example, say that your competitors are paying $87 a lead. You don't have to pay more than the $576 activation budget to start paying $87 a lead and get the $87 qualified lead. You would just get less leads for your $576. Make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, again, that isn't something that happens automatically. It's only once we get the ad up and running and we're able to see how many competitors and what they're showing and what they're paying. In addition to that, we don't have to ever run more than the $44 per qualified lead in the event that you don't want to. You can and will still get plenty of qualified leads. It's just what's trending, and we won't know that until we're there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you also have the ability to increase lead flow and decrease lead flow. For example, if you want to increase lead flow, you can still use the same budget. You don't have to increase budget unless you want to increase the budget. And by doing that, you would simply say, you know, I want to get 6 leads in a week, or I want to get 8 leads in a week. Obviously, your budget's going to run out faster. You do have the ability to increase the budget as well. Some people choose to start with a $1,000 lead budget because they want to go ahead and get leads coming in at a faster rate. We do have those recommended options, and we make them all available to you at the point where we're turning the ad on. You also have the ability to pause the leads for any reason whatsoever, and wherever you pause the leads is where it stops financially. So, for example, if you pause the leads and you pause them, say there's $500 left in the budget, and you pause it for 72 days. You don't even have to have a reason why you paused it for 72 days. You just chose to pause the ad for whatever reason. And that budget will continue to roll over. That budget is separate from what you're already paying Local Splash for the other package. So that $500 budget will continue to roll over until it's exhausted. Once it's exhausted, then it will be replenished at the rate that you choose. Make sense?
Yes. Question. Where does the, where do they show up? Like, when people type in the keywords, and they show up like,
at the very top in the section where it says sponsored, Google guaranteed. And that section also shows within the local map a lot of times. So the guys who are ranking mostly the very highest also tend to show within the local map. The first couple of guys that are showing usually tend to rank right there as well. So you do have an option that would be showing within the local map, like a secondary position on top of what you already have with us.
I've been pointed out by a lot of companies that there's a lot of, like, as far as Google ads and the website, they need to be almost like in synchrony, and that there's a lot of errors on our website, which worries me a little bit because you guys, you know, created it. So my question is the following. Will you guys update the website and have it, you know, when you set up the Google guarantee, you know, I've been told that the reason why they haven't been approved is because, you know, again, there's some errors on the actual website.
Our competitors have been telling you that.
And that's
not true, but yes, any changes or adjustments, any errors on your website, absolutely, Chris, we will absolutely take care of. In fact, I'm gonna go ahead and have your website ran through our website editor now. And if there's any errors on it right now, we will go ahead and have them adjusted. It's very, very rare that a customer has been with us a year and has numerous mistakes on their website, and the mistakes on the website will never hold you back from being able to list in a Google ad, just so you know. The website is a site link extension to a Google ad. So it's only a connector. It's not the website that's the representation of the business according to Google. Okay, Google doesn't say, this website doesn't match this standard, so we can't create the Google ad.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, cool.
That's inaccurate information that they're trying to tell you to steal your business from us.
Another question.
Sure.
Google ads, Google local ads, I think they're called. And
local
Google
service ads
guaranteed.
And Google guaranteed. It's the same thing.
And what about Google Ads?
Google Ads is separate. So Google Ads is another sponsored section on Google, but it's between the Google Local Map and the Google Ad. So it will used to say ad right next to it. So Google Ads is pay per click. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And these usually start with a $500 budget. So Google ad clicks is going to create a third position essentially on the first page of Google. With these three positions, you definitely are going to be able to dominate the first page of Google. Now, the same advanced verification process that we have to begin and complete for your Google Guarantee is in fact the same one that is for Google Ads. So it's going to ask us for a number of items. It's going to ask us for, you know, business license, business insurance. It's going to ask us for specific documents for the business owner. It's going to ask us for bills on the business. It's going to ask us for invoices. It's going to ask us for a number of items that we submit directly to Google for the advanced verification. But once advanced verification is complete, it's complete for all processes, meaning Google Ads, Google Workspace, Google Guarantee, all of the different processes. It, once it's been completed, it is a little bit tedious, like I said, but it has been, it will have been completed for all the different processes in order to ensure that you're able to successfully run the Google Ads. That is why you guys haven't been able to run Google Ads, is because the company itself has not gone through and passed advanced verification. That's the only reason why.
Okay, and all right, and bottom line, if I understood right, it's
$250? $250 is for your LSA Google Guarantee application fee. Once
okay.
you guys, that's for the Google Guarantee, that's the first product we talked about. Once you are
okay.
approved for Google Guarantee, it's a $576 activation budget for 13 Google Guarantee leads. Once that budget has been exhausted, that budget will refill at $576 unless you choose to activate at a higher rate. Google Ads is a separate campaign, and those are done in, they started $500 increment because we don't want your ad to stop. So
okay.
this is an additional position on the first page of Google, and it's going to be pay per click. So it will say, you know, best garage doors in the different areas that you want to target. It's going to have different very attractive ads that are going to show. And when we're running these, it's going to have a higher visibility, and it's going to maintain momentum, because once this kind of takes off in a particular area, you're going to get a lower cost per click. And it's going to ensure that you are, you know, taking up more real estate on the first page of Google. So Google Ad is cost per click. Google Local Map is unlimited local SEO. At the top, at the very top, Google Guarantee LSA is pay per qualified lead. So those are the three different positions that you would have.
Okay. How much do you guys charge us to activate all three of them?
You already have the one with us, so if you chose to move forward today with the other two products, you're looking at
$750. And that's a one-time fee, or is that I got to pay monthly?
That's the $250 application fee is the one-time fee. The $500
uh-huh.
is for the Google Ads. So you can give the Google Ads a go. Okay, and then I can check back with you in 30 days, and if you love the Google Ads, we keep them going. If you don't love the Google Ads, then we won't keep them going. We can take them off, but I believe that you're going to love the Google Ads.
No, I want to have Google Ads, and I want to have the Google Guarantee. I want us to have that, but
okay.
I want to have a very clear
understanding
of
the cost.
The budget, like,
got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so the way that it's going to work, hello?